Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
On the back of the number of women in particular who tackled their thieves who robbed their mobile phones and passports, we had a couple of stories there towards the end of last week, and they basically tracked them down in Temple Bar and confronted them and managed, including one woman, managed to get her coat literally off the back of the thief. He had wrapped her coat and put it on under his own coat, believe it or not, and got her mobile phone back and got her passport back and got her money back and her bag back, and also discovered, as she rattled the pirate, she discovered that he had a bag full of other mobile phones. Now, that prompted Peter to contact us and remind us of his story. He used to own a clothes shop, Peter. Go ahead.
Hello, Joe. It's just listening to your callers last week reminded me of something. It's just lately, a guy, the superintendent, passed me in the street and he said, "We miss you below." He said, I didn't know what he was talking about. But then I remembered, about 20 years ago, before mobile phones and that, I had a menswear shop. And one evening, it was Friday evening late, and we were getting ready to close. Let the staff go about 10 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And next minute, these two guys come in the door with Dublin accents. Okay, so I said, yes, gentlemen. And they said, we wanted this and they wanted that, and they just took this and they
When you say
that.
Dublin accent, you mean Dublin working class accents?
Well, I don't like making these comments about it.
Well, that's what
they were. No, all guys, yeah, they had a few jars in them, you know. And they were Dublin working guys, yeah. And I just felt that they were picking stuff too easy. And I said to him, where are you staying? And tried to make conversation, and I was wrapping the stuff for him. And they said, he says, we're staying in the hotel just on the end of town. So I said, what am I going to do now? Because I'm on my own, no mobile phones or anything like that. So I said, I'll wrap your stuff. So I'll tell you, look, I'm living up that way.
Why were you suspecting them, Peter?
It's instinct when you're in the business, you know.
But they paid for they weren't shoplifting.
No, they examined it. They didn't even examine the stuff, you know.
Okay.
You say, I'll take that short and that trousers and that. But then they produced a cheque. Now, at that time, cheques were quite common. So I just looked at the cheque and I don't know, it just didn't seem right either. Whatever was written on it, I can't remember now.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to them, lads, look, I'll give you a lift back to your hotel. And they said, great, my car was just outside the shop. So they said, okay, so I wrapped up all their stuff and I have to deliver a parcel, I said, on the way. And they said, okay, so I gave them all their gear that they had bought and I opened the car door, put them in, locked the shop. And I just said, okay, come on, I have to deliver this parcel on the way over.
And so you were pretending to the boys that you were going to drop them?
Yeah, I was going to. So I went over to the guest barrack, which wasn't far from me. And I went in the rear entrance where there was no sign showing that to the guard's barrack. Told the lads, wait a minute, I said, I just want to drop in this parcel and I'll be back. So I went into the desk sergeant, said, two guys in the car here, so I'm not a bit happy with them. I think you should have a look at them and see. So they came out, took them in, arrested them. The following day, they contacted me and said there was a warrant out for their arrest. They were doing a trawl of the whole country, the two of them.
Fair play to you. So you did your own bit of sleuthing. And were they subsequently charged and convicted?
They were charged. Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, I presume you got your clothes back.
Oh, yeah. I lost nothing.
Because the cheque was going to bounce, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever...
Just a second.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Take
there was a lot of noise there in the background.
Oh, you're grand.
The cheque, I would have bounced, yeah. It was a stolen cheque.
Did you have much shoplifting?
No, not as blatant as that. You get tellers come in and one had covered the other and they might lift something and gone.
Yeah.
But these guys were late in the evening and they were very casual about the whole thing. You don't buy stuff without examining it.
Yeah.
They just picked out stuff and said, yeah, that's grand. Put them in a bag, leave them off. So I was just suspicious. So it's only when I heard what happened to other people. I had various other things over the years, but there was nothing to compare to that. Because they had, at the time, €400 worth of stuff going away out the door. And that's 20 years ago.
Okay, so I just said a lot of money. Okay, well done. Well, that's a very, very smart move, by the way, on your part. You weren't at all nervous or anything, no?
No, I was getting cross. When I get cross, I don't get nervous.
Okay. Thanks indeed, Peter. Peter's in Kerry. 51551Joe at rt.ie.